right. One of the things that we encourage here is children. And we love children at Canon. And this morning we have a baby dedication for Jared and Lisa Kaufman. So I'm going to ask them to come forward and bring Jed and Audrey with them. And I'm going to invite their families to come forward and stand with them. I'm going to ask them to come up here on stage. Tim, if you want to come up too. And I'm going to invite the Christ family, Bruce and Pat. It's good to have you and your family here. And the Kaufman family, Willard and Tammy. It's good to have you here. Pardon? What?
The siblings.
Yes, come on up. Come on up. Stand up here with them. It's one of the things, I don't know that you'll all fit up front here, but you can sort of gather around here to the side. Here now? Here? One of the things that's, as I thought about the about Jared and Lisa and their family this morning, there is four generations of Christians here this morning. Now that is an awesome thing. That's awesome. And so I want to commend you. Any grandparents with the Christ family today? No great grandparents. Okay. But we do have a great grandmother, and then we have grandparents and parents who are serving Jesus and following Jesus and wanting to commit their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren to Jesus to follow him. And man, we appreciate that this morning. It's good to have each of you here to support Jared and Lisa and Jed and Audrey. I'm just going to read this morning. I'm got it on my iPad here, so we'll see how it goes. One of the things that we believe here at Canon is that children are a gift and a blessing from God. And Jared and Lisa, I know that you believe that this morning. That's why you're here this morning, to commit them back to Jesus. And we're told in 1 Samuel that Hannah presented Samuel to the Lord, and we also see where Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to be presented to the Lord at the temple. And so this is a symbolic thing, but it's also a gesture of your faith in Jesus and wanting your children to be blessed and raised in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And it's great that we have parents and grandparents and great-grandmother and siblings here. And John's here also. That's awesome, man. My friend John Hartley, awesome. Yes, he is a member of many families. Parents, I call your attention to what God says in the scripture in Deuteronomy 6. He says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are upon your hearts. Impress them upon their children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road and when you lie down and when you get up." Ephesians 6:4 says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." God's instructions are plain. And I don't know if you guys remembered one of the things I shared in your wedding message was about how God has specific instructions for how the altar and how the things in the temple were to be formed and crafted. And he also has that in our lives. And so as I encouraged you then to follow those instructions in your marriage, in your relationship with each other, today, again, we encourage you and challenge you to follow God's same instructions in the Word for raising your children, and I know that's your desire to do that. So, Jared and Lisa, I encourage you and charge you to love Jesus with every ounce of your fiber and energy and teach your children, Jed and Audrey, to do the same. As you love God, one another, and the other children that God brings you, you will model before them a wonderful love for God and a commitment to Jesus that you want them to have. Jared and Lisa, by coming forward before God and his people, do you hereby declare your desire to dedicate yourselves and Jed and Audrey to the Lord? If you do, respond by saying, "We do." Having come freely, I ask now that you enter into the following commitment in the presence of God and his people, so that your children may walk in the abundant life that Christ offers. Do you vow by God's help and in partnership with the church and your family to provide them with a Christian home filled with love and peace and to raise them in the truth of our Lord's instruction and discipline and encourage them one day to trust Jesus Christ as their Savior? We do. Okay, modeling this kind of love cannot be done alone. It requires the help of our family and our church. And so, parents, grandparents, I ask you now by coming forward, do you declare your desire to help Jared and Lisa raise their children in the fear and admonition of the Lord? If you would, say, we do. Finally, I ask the church to make a vow today to stand alongside Jared and Lisa as they commit their children to the Lord this morning. Parents need the help of the church community. By being present in God's house today, do you hereby declare yourselves to be children of God because you trust in Jesus alone for the forgiveness of your sins and the gift of eternal life? If this is true, respond by saying, we do. Would you commit yourselves to praying for, to coming alongside, to encouraging Jared and Lisa in their endeavor to raise their children in God's ways and by his instruction? All right, very good. This time we're going to pray, and Tim's going to lead in a prayer of dedication for Jed and Audrey, and we're going to bless them and commit them to Jesus. Okay. Pastor Tim.
Father, we bless little Jedediah here. We bless him. We ask that even from this time, he would be able to talk with you. He would experience you in ways that you're really good. You're really kind. You're really strong. You're really big. Mm. You made everything. You made him. You made mommy and daddy in the world. Pray that he would trust you. I pray, God, that his heart would be turned to you. We bless him. And God, we pray for the legacy and the calling that's on his life.
Yes, God.
That you bring it to pass.
Yes.
That you bring it to pass. Make him a warrior for you.
Yes.
And for little Audrey, we bless her in Jesus' name. With your love, God, pour your love on her, even now. Let her experience you before she can comprehend you. Let her come to a relational awareness of you before she even has the capacity to form the doctrine around it. I pray that this one would grow up in the courts of the Lord, in the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
That the house would be a place of tabernacling, a place where your presence abides. And she would grow up with a kind of Anna heart, a heart to know you, a heart to pray to you, a heart to worship you. I bless her, God, with this heritage. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. I think it's appropriate to in light of the grace of God that's evident in this family, to give them a hand. Amen. Make sure you greet them and encourage them after the service today. God bless you. We wish you well. Yep. That's awesome.